From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Venezuela says it detained two opposition leaders for posing a flight risk. The two former mayors, Leopoldo López and Antonio Ledezma, were taken from their homes late Monday, just a day after President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in an election for a new constituent assembly, almost universally condemned as fraudulent.
Leopoldo López voluntariamente se entregó.
The lawyer for Leopoldo López, Juan Carlos Gutierrez, said his client voluntarily surrendered to authorities and would never flee the country. Condemnation to the arrests was swift. Ravina Shamdasani is a UN Human Rights Office spokesperson.
The High Commissioner is calling on Venezuelan authorities to ensure that all those who have been detained for the exercise of their human rights to peaceful assembly, to the freedom of expression, to the freedom of association, to be promptly released.
The White House called the arrests unjust. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson described them as alarming. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their immediate release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone.
The U.S. imposed targeted sanctions Monday against President Maduro. In Kenya, protesters took to the streets Tuesday, demanding an immediate investigation into the death of election official Christopher Masondo. Rights activist John Githango took part in Tuesday's protest.
In Kenya, we have a grim tradition of senior public officials dying, disappearing, but generally being murdered. And that is destabilizing. And seeing how close elections are, it's concerning.
Kenya holds elections August 8. This is VOA News. More violence in Afghanistan. A suicide attack on a Shia mosque in the western city of Herat Tuesday killed at least 29 people, wounded dozens more. Police spokesman Abdul Ahad Wazizada said there were two attackers who began shooting before detonating explosives. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Last month, the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan said in the first 6 months of this year, a record number of civilians, more than 1,600, have been killed and 3,500 more wounded. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Tuesday promised a policy of peaceful pressure on North Korea in light of its latest intercontinental ballistic missile test.
To have them develop a willingness to sit and talk with us and others, but with an understanding that a condition of those talks is there is no future where North Korea holds nuclear weapons or the ability to deliver those nuclear weapons to anyone in the region, much less to the homeland.
Tillerson said the U.S. does not seek regime change or an accelerated reunification of the peninsula, but said the North presents an unacceptable threat to the U.S. and it must respond. Monday, President Donald Trump said the North Korean matter would be handled. A White House spokesperson said all options, including a military response, remain on the table. Secretary Tillerson also acknowledged Tuesday that U.S.-Russia ties remain under considerable stress, cautioning they could get worse. President Trump is preparing to sign into law tough new sanctions approved by Congress over Russia's involvement in Ukraine and alleged meddling in last year's U.S. election. Moscow retaliated by ordering hundreds of American diplomats out of the country. Tillerson expressed hope progress could be made to de-escalate tensions in Ukraine between the Kyiv government and Moscow-backed pro-Russian separatists. Authorities in Madagascar said at least 34 people died when a bus carrying Christian worshippers plunged down a deep ravine some 70 kilometers north of the capital, Antananarivo. The bus caught fire as it fell some 20 meters. A prisoner exchange between Syrian jihadists and Lebanon's Hezbollah appears to have cleared the way for the mass relocation of Nusra Front fighters and their families from the border region back into rebel-held Syrian territory. It's part of a ceasefire agreement worked out between the two sides to end fighting in Lebanon's mountainous Jerud Arsal region, where militant refugees have been hiding. U.S. stocks continue to rally, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index taking aim at 22,000 points amid strong second-quarter corporate profits. U.S. factory output expanded in July, but at a slower pace than June. Still, it represents 11 months of steady growth. At the same time, consumer spending, a large part of economic activity, slowed in June. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.